Wolf.
Hello, my
Hello.
name is Hello, my name is Shanice, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
I have two charges on my credit card. I'm not sure what the purchases were. And I was wondering if you could tell me what the purchases were.
Yes, ma'am.
Did I give you the dates?
No, ma'am. Can you provide me
Okay,
with
what do
your
you need?
Can you provide me with your zip code?
18417.
Okay, thank you. And may you also please provide me with your first and last name?
Catherine Cooper with a C.
Catherine Cooper. Okay, thank you so much, Ms. Cooper, for providing me with your first and last name. May you also please verify your shipping address?
14 High Ridge Road, Equinox, Pennsylvania, 18417.
Alrighty, thank you so much for providing me with your shipping address. Give me one moment while I pull up your account and review the charge. I am still here with you, ma'am. Give me one moment. I'm still waiting on my system.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Hello, ma'am. Thank you so much for patiently holding for me. So it looks like on November the 18th, you paid the amount of $5.74, entering in a contest. And the day that you placed it, I'm sorry, the day you placed the order for, which is the day that you placed an order for a guaranteed placement in the contest to win. And if you do not win, you will be billed after 2 days to enter the main contest to win, and one person will be chosen out of 100 to win. Therefore, every 30 days, you will be entered in to win for a price of $56.95 monthly for $56.95 from your billing source to enter the sweepstakes, and increasing your chance to win by 50%.
Can I have these charges taken off? Can I have it? Because I don't ever remember doing, I would never do something like that. I don't know where this comes from.
Well,
I don't even know what Cool Tech Electronics is.
So, ma'am, you're stating that you didn't enter into a contest. You didn't pay the amount of $5.74.
No, I would never enter a contest and pay money to enter a contest. No. Not ever.
So your car number isn't ending in 5416?
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Your car
number. I'm sorry, my dog is barking.
You're fine. So your car number isn't ending in 5416?
No.
Okay, ma'am. So since you're stating that you didn't authorize those charges, what I'm going to have to do is connect you over to the fraud department, and they can further assist you.
Okay.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay, give me 1 second. You're welcome.
Okay. Yeah, I know. A contest. You pay for a contest to sign up, and then they pick people out of a thing, and then they got charged for 60, like, no. And then she said the credit card number, and I couldn't hear, and I said no, and it was the credit card, the 5416. She's barking. I can't fucking hear. I'm going to give it a prod. I wonder if it was from that fucking thing that we bought that was supposed to get that I never got. Never do that again.
Okay.
Well, she didn't hang up. Contest. Every month they pick out someone you can win money. I'm like, well, no, I would never pay $67 or $5 for a contest. No. No. I'm gonna have a tequila, I think. A little. Dirty. I'm gonna look for the credit card company. No, she's transferring me to the fraud department, but I'm still waiting for someone to pick up from the California company, not the credit card company.
Okay, Ms. Cooper, I am going to go ahead and transfer you over now. Give me one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.